First down, the handoff to Marlon Mack. Huge hole, 50-yard line. He's at the 40, still going, near sideline. He's at the 10, he's at the 5, and he will score. Touchdown, Marlon Mack. Touchdown, INDY. And again, it's picked off. It's Darius Leonard. Leonard with a second INT, and he's streaking down the near sideline. He's at the 40, he's at the 30, he's at the 20. He's going to go. A pick six for the Maniac.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
Hey, what's up, Colts Nation? Cody Felger here. Just wanted to give you a couple updates, injury update, and also some roster moves the Colts have just recently made. First off, we'll start with the injury updates here. So a couple players that have already been ruled out for Sunday's action against Cincinnati. Mo Alie-Cox didn't practice all week, Wednesday through Friday, so he has officially been ruled out. Chaz Green, who's dealing with a back injury, he didn't practice as well. He's also ruled out. Darius Leonard also, he's been dealing with a groin injury that he suffered a couple weeks ago. He did not practice all week, so he is doubtful for Sunday's game. A couple different guys who are questionable. Danico Autry, who's been dealing with an ankle/knee injury, didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, but he did practice on Friday in full capacity. So that is potentially some good news for his availability on Sunday. Some other guys who are questionable as well. Justin Houston's dealing with a hip injury. Houston didn't practice Wednesday or Friday. He was limited on Thursday. Some other guys, Anthony Costanzo, who was out last week against the Browns with a rib injury, he practiced in some capacity every single day this week, limited on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at full capacity. So that's good. Sounds like it's going to be good for him to return. Jordan Wilkins also is dealing with an injury, a calf injury for him. He was limited on Wednesday, didn't practice Thursday or Friday. So that's something to monitor as well. T.Y. Hilton, for rest reasons, didn't practice on Friday. Jacob Eason, not injury related as well, didn't practice on Friday. You know, when the Colts had that potential COVID scare, I know there was some players that were potentially in question, and it looks like maybe Eason was one of those guys that was just held out of Friday's practice for precautionary reasons, but should be good to go. I mean, he's just been a healthy scratch so far, so I don't really foresee that changing. A couple other significant things that the Colts just made at the time I'm recording this video, just around an hour ago. First off, they signed Marcus Johnson, who's been on the active roster. They brought him back up to the 53-man roster from the practice squad. They also activated defensive tackle Sheldon Day from injured reserve. This will be Day's first action in a Colts uniform. In a corresponding move, they waived defensive tackle Eli Ankou as well, who they claimed from the Browns a couple weeks ago. They also released safety Abraham Campbell. And they also elevated guard Jake Eldrenkamp and wide receiver DeMichael Harris to the active roster for this game. So some decent roster moves for the Colts here. It'll be interesting to see, especially with, you know, the Costanzo injury, which is worth monitoring. You know, in the Colts, obviously, lack of receiver depth with the injuries that have happened. That is also significant. And getting Sheldon Day back is also a big deal, especially with the Danico Autry kind of questionable for this game, a little bit banged up. Getting a little bit more of a presence inside, a veteran presence inside, alongside DeForest Buckner at the defensive tackle position. Looks like he'll probably be the backup to Grover Stewart at the one technique right now. But it's certainly good for the Colts to start getting some of these guys back. Get those guys a little bit more healthy for this long stretch the Colts are going to have, which is going to be, the Colts are kind of just starting to enter it after the Cincinnati. They'll have a bye week. Then after that, they're going to start entering kind of a gauntlet, playing against some pretty tough opponents. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But those are a couple updates for you guys for what's happening. Colts versus Bengals. I've said it before. I'll be at the game with Andrew. We'll both be at the game. You know, initially when we saw the potential COVID thing, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, the one time I get off to go to a Colts game this year, that happens. But fortunate that all the tests came back negative. So Colts Bengals are good to go, 1 p.m. If you haven't yet, be sure to check out our game preview that we did a couple days ago, Colts versus Bengals. We also included our keys to the game within that game preview. Be sure to check that out. But that's kind of the updates, the final injury report for you guys for Sunday's action. And be sure to check in tomorrow morning around 11:30 a.m. Our guys, Justin and Justin and Jacob, will be bringing you guys another game preview like we did last week. Now, I don't think I'll be able to join, but it's always a lot of fun. So be sure to tune in to that for them tomorrow. And we'll make sure we give you guys an official time. Last week it was 11:30. It may be around there. It may be earlier, maybe a little bit later. But, you know, we're thinking maybe around that time. So be sure to check that out. But that'll do it for this video, guys. Thanks so much, as always. And as always, go Colts.